Picture, if you will, a spacecraft resembling a white baby grand piano with a huge satellite dish strapped to its hood, hurtling 31,000 miles an hour toward the edge of our solar system. Yes, it's called New Horizons, and on July 14th, it'll fly past Pluto and its five moons, cameras blazing, giving us the first ever close-up look at the celestial body that stirred some cosmic controversy in recent years. The head of the mission hopes that view will end a nearly decade-long debate about Pluto's planetary status. Carolyn Beeler has the story.
The spaceship was launched way back in January of 2006, and it rocketed toward a ruddy-colored planet frozen to about 400 degrees below zero. At the time, it was dubbed the first mission to the last planet. That was a title Caltech planetary astronomer Mike Brown knew wouldn't last long.
It was obvious to me that something was going to happen.
The year before, Brown's research team had discovered Eris, a large icy body that orbits near Pluto.
Either Eris, which is more massive than Pluto, was going to be added into the planets, which I have to say didn't actually make much sense, or Pluto was going to be not a planet.
Prompted by the discoveries of Eris and similar bodies, the International Astronomical Union officially defined the word planet for the first time just months after New Horizons launched. The result? Pluto was kicked out of the exclusive club. According to the definition, a planet must have enough gravitational force to either suck in all other matter surrounding it, adding it to its own mass, or slingshot it out into a different orbit. Astronomers call this clearing the neighborhood, says the head of the New Horizons mission, Alan Stern.
What it means is that the region where the object orbits would be devoid of anything except itself.
Tiny Pluto, smaller than the Earth's moon, has thousands of comparatively large neighbors in the Kuiper Belt, so it was demoted to dwarf planet. But Stern and lots of other planetary scientists never bought this definition.
I don't know a single expert, a single planetary scientist that thinks that the astronomers made a good definition, so we pretty much ignore it.
Critics call the classification unclear. Who decides what a planet's neighborhood is? And is a dwarf planet a type of planet or something else entirely? What's more, Stern says even Earth couldn't clear its neighborhood if its orbit were as large and slow as Pluto's.
The proper definition for a planet is very simple. It's an object in space that's large enough for gravity to make it round. We recognize big, round objects rounded by gravity as planets. It's about that simple.
Stern thinks that once we all see images of Pluto hanging large and round in the cosmos, public opinion will once again be back on Team Pluto as a planet.
In imagery, I think you'll want to refer to it in your mind as a planet. I don't think you'll know what else to call it.
Mike Brown, who's made a name for himself professionally as the Pluto killer, heartily disagrees.
Maybe there'll be a sign on Pluto that says, yes, I am a planet. Or if we realize that for decades we've been wrong and it's actually 20 times bigger than we thought it was, that would change our minds. But barring those two things, which seem unlikely, I don't think there's anything New Horizons could possibly find that would change our opinions about whether Pluto should be a planet.
What New Horizons will find, Brown says, are impact scars on the surface of Pluto's largest moon, Charon. These scars will provide a record of the countless comet-like objects that have hit the moon over more than 4 billion years.
The numbers of these, the history of when they hit, is a history of how the solar system formed itself together and how it's been sort of trying to shatter itself back apart since that happened.
Scientists have already learned a lot about these smaller objects from impacts to asteroids and Earth's moon.
But the outer part of the solar system is a little more pristine. It's been in deep freeze for 4.5 billion years, and so we can get a much cleaner record of really what happened at the very beginning.
In the end, Pluto will be Pluto no matter what we call it after we see it for the first time. What will change is how we understand the most remote reaches of our solar system. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.